Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Alaska legislature rejected by a single vote margin well-known anti-cannabis activist Vivian Stiver of Fairbanks to the Alaska Marijuana Control Board during a confirmation hearing Wednesday. Even though Stiver received 30 votes in favor and 29 votes against, the Alaska Constitution states an appointment must be confirmed by a majority of the legislature. That means even though Representative Mark Newman, a Republican from Big Lake, was excused from the session, a majority of the 60-member body is still required to confirm a nominee. Governor Mike Dunleavy appointed Stiver to the board at the end of January. Her appointment was one of heated controversy with public testimony largely opposing the former Fairbanks City Council member. Stiver said in a phone call with the Daily News Miner, quote, "I would like to thank those who spoke such kind words of my nomination and thank the governor for the opportunity." The legislature also approved Governor Dunleavy's commissioner appointments during the Wednesday session. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report the closest votes involved Public Safety Commissioner Amanda Price and Health and Social Services Commissioner Adam Crum. Price's honesty was questioned during her statement that she voluntarily left a job in the Walker administration, a position her supervisor says she was fired from. Anchorage Democratic Representative Zach Field cited inconsistent statements Price had made to legislators.
"Based on Commissioner Price's consistent record of deception before the legislature this year, I must rise in opposition to her nomination."
Anchorage Republican Representative Laddie Shaw, who worked for the state public safety department for 17 years, focused instead on support Price had seen from her subordinates.
"People I know that feel responsible, heart and soul to this department, they are solidly behind her."
Both Price and Crum were narrowly approved on 34-25 vote, mostly along party lines. A 35-year veteran of the Anchorage Police Department has been selected to be Fairbanks' next police chief. A release from City Mayor Jim Matherly says he has offered the job to Anchorage Police Lieutenant Nancy Reeder and that she has accepted. Reeder was one of three finalists for the job who participated in a community forum Monday night. The City Council has the final say on Reeder's hiring. Governor Dunleavy is scheduled to speak in North Pole tomorrow. The church at North Pole is hosting the governor Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. for an event Pastor Aaron Richard says will focus on the state budget. The governor's office did not respond to a request for information, but Richard says Dunleavy's office reached out to the church looking for a venue. He says no groups are associated with the event and it's free to attend and open to the public. The pastor says the church, located at 2244 Peridot Street, can hold as many as 300 people. For more on today's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Gary Black.